training. Blake Dickman is a freshman and accepts the forfeit as Richland Center has no one at 132. There'll be one match remaining at 138, and that looks like Treston Rhenish, if I'm seeing it correctly, and Kyle Wassinger of the Hornets will be his opponent. I was wrong on that. It's Sean Duffy. It's the first chance we've seen him wrestle tonight.
All right.
Didn't wrestle in the opener, had a forfeit in the second match, and now Sean Duffy, a senior, is out there against junior Kyle Wassinger of Richland Center. Boy, Duffy's had a nice senior season. Was a runner-up at the Whitewater Invitational. Placed fifth at the Richland Invite. Three wins at the Bi-State, and then picked up a championship, the only Riverdale champion, at the Evergreen Invitational at DC Everest. So Duffy, a senior, finishing strong and starts out with a takedown of Wassinger of Richland Center. Riverdale has cinched the victory against the Hornets and will be a perfect 3-0 when this evening comes to a close, having already defeated Hillsboro and Ithaca Weston.
Well, the Chieftains have one more duel, I believe it is, before next weekend's conference clash at Mineral Point.
I think it's against Arlington Blackhawk, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. Key win in the conference. They've got a chance to finish up there near the top.
There's an out-of-bounds call. Duffy with a 2-0 lead as they go out on the far side.
Remember, tomorrow morning could be a little on the tricky side. We're told that there'll be a little bit of freezing mist in the night. So
really?
Keep it tuned to the radio tomorrow.
You never fail to make it in from Sextonville International.
I made it twice today because I forgot my phone. I had to go back and get it.
But you forgot your phone charger then.
I did, yeah. That's why the phone wasn't charged. But we got it before it died.
Excellent. Well, Wassinger scored an escape, or was granted one by Duffy, who moves right in, gets his second takedown of the period, and toward the end of period number one, works on a near fall, but no points coming yet. It's 4-1 in favor of Duffy. They haven't signaled the second takedown yet. Sean Duffy wrapping it up for the Chieftains here tonight. Riverdale, a good team. They've got some excellent wrestlers in the upper weights. We've talked about Grant Matthews and that third-place finish at the Bi-State. Caden Rhenish placed highly there. Riley Wanick. And then in the lightweights, they have two-place winners in Brewer and Meese. And they've just got good strength all the way through. Sage at 106 is over 20 wins for the season. A good bunch. They're going to be tough to deal with at the conference tournament next Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're going to score some points. Doesn't always matter the number of champions, does it?
No. You can win that tournament without a champ. Well, Duffy is adding to his point total. A 4-1 lead after one period is now 6-1 as he works against Kyle Wassinger of the Hornets. Junior hasn't seen a lot of mat time. Richland Center won the Lee Griffin Invitational earlier this month with just seven wrestlers. Now, they did have a handful of champions, but seven wrestlers, and they won the team title. Wassinger works his way free. It's now 6-2, exactly halfway through this match, 1 minute mark in the second period. Sean Duffy has a couple of takedowns to his credit already. Tries a duck under. Gets it. Nice move by Duffy. Boy, is he quick. Yes, he is. 8-2.
Answering yourself.
And now has Wassinger flattened out. Got that left arm pinned underneath there. And enough to get him some near fall points. A couple more. He's scoring his points in two. A couple of takedowns, a reversal, another takedown, a two-point near fall, and now he's working on another two. With 14 seconds to go in the second period, Wassinger gets back to his base. It's 12-2. And now a reverse half thrown in by Duffy with just a matter of seconds left in the third period. He may get three out of this one. And he does, and that makes it 15-2, just like that. This is our last match of the night.
One period to go, right?
Yep, one period to go.
Very close to a technical foul. Ithaca Weston and Hillsboro packing up the duffel bags, getting out of here. It's been a good night of wrestling.
There's the whistle for period number three. Wassinger in the down spot. Duffy trying to control. He's going to work on a near fall that would end the match by technical fall, if not a pin. And it steps over the head. The near fall count is underway. He had a 13-point lead prior to this, so this is going to end it one way or another. 20 seconds into the third period as Wassinger fights off a pin attempt by Sean Duffy of the Riverdale Chieftains. Good strength by Wassinger. Boy, I thought he was back to his base, and he is. He gives up the tech fall but avoids the pin. Duffy ends it with a tech fall 18-2 if you're scoring with us. And even if you're not.
Final score 52-30. Riverdale gets the win over Richland Center. Actually rallied to win here in the third tonight. Riverdale goes 3-0. Ithaca Weston 2-1. Richland Center 1-2. Hillsboro 0-3. And we'll be back with that show coming up in a moment. The Gillette Plumbing and Heating postgame show next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gillette Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gillette Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. We are looking at the possible turning point in the most recent match, the Richland Center and Riverdale match. And, Bill, you go to heavyweight. We saw some good heavyweight wrestling tonight.
We did.
And Grant Matthews?
Grant Matthews has just been impressive from the start of the season till now. Tough opponent in Braden Kleppe of Richland Center. The Hornets have a 7-point lead. And Matthews scored a first-period pin to bring Riverdale to within one. And they never got further away than that after that.
That's the turning point of the match here tonight, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Check out Dunkin' for all kind of rewards and run right at Dunkin'. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the pink velvet Molly Striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso red velvet cake flavor and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The pancake wrap-up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers. We provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs. Located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Recapping tonight's matches in the first round, Richland Center was a winner against Hillsboro, 63-18, the final score in that one. Richland Center picking up some pin wins from Jake Schloam at 165 pounds. Also a fall for Cole Brenninger at 153 time over Andrew Osario of Hillsboro at 190. Teague Perkins with a pin time of 56 seconds, and Braden Kleppe with a pin in 2:16, and Richland Center was off and rolling on the way to a 63-18 victory.
Meanwhile, Riverdale defeated Ithaca Weston in the opening round match, 48-22. Good strength in the upper weights. Caden Rennish and Grant Matthews came through with pins. Also a pin from Brody Meese at 132 pounds, a tech fall from Lakota Brewer leading the way for Riverdale. Ithaca had four wins on the mat, three by pin, Ethan Stoll, Ashton Bennett, and Nolan Waldner, and a major decision from Logan Anderson, but Riverdale wins the match, 48-22.
In round two, lots of points, 78-6, the win for Riverdale over Hillsboro. Chieftains got it really going in the upper weights after accepting a couple of forfeits in a row, got it going with a win for Riley Wanick, pin time of 3:43, Caden Rennish in a pin of 1 minute 50 seconds at 2:15, and Grant Matthews with a 51-second fall at heavyweight. Later on, Jordan Baumkamp claimed victory. Lakota Brewer, also by pin, and Brody Meese with a pin win. So the Chieftains, pinning was the name of the game, and they get 78 points in the match. Bill?
Ithaca Weston in round number two defeated Richland Center 51-30. Led by pins from Blake Bingham, Ethan Stoll, Ashton Bennett, and Logan Anderson. Mac Neef also added one in the upper weights against Braden Kleppe as Ithaca Weston cruised to a 51-30 win. Only two pins for Richland Center. They came from seniors Emma Haiti and Teague Perkins. Cole Brenninger and Mason Jelenic accepted forfeits. So did Eli Muckler for Richland Center.
Third match started at 144, and a win for Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston on the way to the Ithaca Weston win on the mat. Hillsboro did pick up a win by Ryan McClank over Caleb Berkram, 6-5 at 2:15. Mac Neef got a pin win in 52 seconds, and later on, Jewel Groskopf of Ithaca Weston and Blake Bingham also scored wins by pin. Ethan Stoll with a 52-second fall, leading the way for Ithaca Weston in their win over Hillsboro, 57-9.
And Riverdale completed a perfect night with a 52-30 win over Richland Center in the nightcap, leading the way for the Chieftains. Good work. Grant Matthews, a 45-second pin in the upper weights. Jordan Baumkamp came through with a nice win at 113 pounds. Brody Meese with another pin at 126. Both Sean Duffy and Chase McGuire logged technical falls for the Chieftains. Riley Wanick and Taylan Childs also with pins, 52 points. A lot of heroes along the way for the Chieftains. Richland Center had pins from Emma Haiti, her second of the night, from Eli Muckler, and from Ethan Bodendine. Both Cole Brenninger and Teague Perkins accepted forfeits, rounding out the Hornets' 30-point effort in a short coming up short against Riverdale, 52-30.
All right, we'll wrap it up next year as the postgame show continues on WRCO Radio Sports.
Hi, this is Mark Carreri at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer.
selling state and local municipal surplus, offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Other scores tonight, Ithaca girls with a win over New Lisbon, 53-35, the final in that one. North Crawford has defeated Kickapoo in boys basketball, 64-49. Highland over Riverdale in boys basketball, 67-44. And Fenimore defeats Riverdale, 56-54 in girls basketball. And among the scores we have tonight, North Crawford 59-44 over Kickapoo. I think we gave that one earlier in boys basketball. So we are up to date. And Bill, this one comes to an end. We're looking forward to the wrestling postseason for us beginning a week from Saturday.
We certainly are. Always enjoy the conference tournaments. And then starting with the regional right on through. We have been doing it for eons, for decades, and we certainly enjoy the opportunity to do that. And appreciate the sponsors who make it possible.
Indeed. Pleasure to work with you tonight, my friend.
Nice to work with you. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Bill Twining joining us here on WRCO. I'm Phil Mee, our engineer Tim Feed, and we're going to wrap it up. Again, Riverdale goes 3-0 on the night in the quad. Ithaca West in 2-1. Richland Center 1-2 in duels, and Hillsboro 0-3. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Wrestling from WRCO FM in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
The phone rings twice, and then it's through. I don't even have to answer, I know it's you. Yes, I'll meet you for the one thing we share. Our once a week fool's love affair. Same old motel, the same old room, same old lines we know can't come true. It's just pretending, but the guilt's always there. It's just a once a week fool's love affair. It's a fool's love affair, and we're both aware it's a game and nobody can't reveal
just wait till it ends. We hold each other and then say goodbye. It seems we ought to, but nobody cries. We're two people with nothing to share, but our once a week fool's love affair. It's just a once a week fool's love
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roho.
A low of 30 tonight with east winds at 5 miles per hour. Some fog possible. Wednesday's forecast, a high of 37. Light rain likely by late morning. Cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle Wednesday night at a low of 32. Thursday, 37 with fog possible. Scattered light showers and drizzle. And Friday, 37 with patchy drizzle possible. Saturday, 38, mostly cloudy and mild again.
WRCO 100.9.
More four-letter word than a Sunday prayer, more back road than a front pew. I ain't always been tight with the man upstairs. Them scriptures, I can quote a few. She's a cross on a chain and a red wine stain on her mamaw's hand-me-down Bible. I heart Tennessee, John 3:16 on the bumper of a white Chevy Tahoe. She's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her halo by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down home, cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. Amen. Amen. Well, she's an FM hymn with her hand in the wind. Little saint in my shotgun seat. It's like G-O-D, heard an S-O-S, I'm one lucky S-O-B. Yeah, I could see me and her in a stained glass church, just nerd cans rolling down the highway. Yeah, when life gets a little bit sideways, she's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her halo by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down home, cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. Amen. 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 John Deere. Holy water in my 90 proof. Little angel in my red wing boots. She's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her halo by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grid and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down home cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. I'm a little down home cold beer. She's a little up there, down here.
Black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignited gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Those streets never
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned. A slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. Knocking on the door of the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure, bad attitude. Don't know what you said, you got inside his head, so he could turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long time. From the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. I
yours, like me and you. Diamond rings and no bar stools. Some stomping around on my bedroom floor. Dad walked in, no knock, no gray. Said, if you think I walked in like I own this place, boy, it's 'cause I do. And I've got some things I wanna call you to. You're a son of a mama, you're a son of a dad, who will never stop loving. He took the keys to my new used car, pulled as long as you're living under my roof car. I always hated what he called tough love, but now I thank the good Lord above. I'm a son of a mama, a son of a dad.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson at 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
100.9 WRCO.
Got 'em down here on my knees, 'cause it's the last place left to fall, begging for another chance, if there's any chance at all, that you might still be listening, loving and forgiving guys like me. I've spent my whole life getting it all wrong, and I sure could use your help, 'cause from now on I wanna be a good man, I do like I should, man. I wanna be the kind of man the mirror likes to see.
Taking pictures and
people we thought were stars. It's easy to give in to your heart when you're drunk on La Cienega Boulevard. When the song coming out of the speakers was the band that you had on your t-shirt, we were screaming cause all the streets were empty and you kissed me and we were up all night and we were feeling so good. Yeah, we got a little higher than we probably should. We were in a hotel singing in the hallway lights. We were striking the matches right down to the ashes. On the mirror, we were shouting out the window like they could hear us at the pier. So do you think we'll live forever as we killed another beer? And you wrote I love you and lipstick on the mirror. And we were laughing until we were breathless. Never found anything so reckless. We were all lit up and restless and coming.
Make me a list. Do what you gotta do. You heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. I'll make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. A list. Do what you gotta do. Y'all heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me, bound to be shorter than mine. Hey, that list of things you don't like about me has gotta be shorter than mine.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A low of 30 tonight with east winds at 5 miles per hour. Some fog possible. Wednesday's forecast, a high of 37. Light rain likely by late morning. Cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle Wednesday night at a low of 32. Thursday, 37 with fog possible. Scattered light showers and drizzle. And Friday, 37 with patchy drizzle possible. Saturday, 38, mostly cloudy and mild again.
In high school sports tonight, Richland Center hosted Riverdale, Ithaca Weston, and Hillsboro in a four-team wrestling quad, which was our featured broadcast heard earlier right here on WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Richland Center Hornets hosted a four-team quad at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. It was Parents' Night and Senior Night, and when all was said and done, Riverdale had a nice night, scoring three wins on the evening. Round one went the way of Richland Center with a 63-18 victory over Hillsboro on the mat. Riverdale won in the first round over Ithaca Weston, 48-22. In round two, Ithaca Weston defeated Richland Center, 51-30, and Riverdale was the winner over Hillsboro, 78-6. Round three, Riverdale improved to 3-0 on the night with their victory against Richland Center, and a good match that it